Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER, date of birth 7/30/1959, date of accident 9/25/2024, date of services 10/27/2025. The patient is here with various complaints that have been ongoing since the time of accident. Pain in the neck is reported to be 7 to 8. Middle back pain is reported to be 5 and 6, while lower back pain is 5 to 6. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 5 to 6, and the right shoulder is 5 to 6. She's improving 50 to 60% better. She does have some head injury related issues leading to headaches, dizziness, and irritability, loss of balance. Patient has a numbness and tingling of the left leg and also upper part of the right leg on stretching of the spine. She is doing neuropsych. She has done a neuropsych evaluation, but the report was not available. Although she has done her functional analysis, that report has been available now. The patient reported that she has not been recently doing counseling for her social worker and for TBI. At this time, patient reports she has not gone to see the neurologist mind group that she was referred to, and she also has not seen a psychiatrist for her depression. So far, she has done almost 100 visits, more than 100 visits to the physical therapy and 30 visits to the chiropractic. She's doing yoga at home, but no gym. And at this time, patient has been advised about her MRI reports and her functional analysis that has been discussed at length. The patient has been informed about the findings of the lumbar spine. There is a disc bulge at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with no disc herniation. But at L2-3, there is a disc herniation with mild canal stenosis, for which patient was recommended 3 to 4 injections of epidural injections. At T10 and 11 and T7 and 8, patient has disc bulge and disc herniation. While in the cervical spine, patient has left disc herniation of C5-6 and C6-C7, for which, again, epidural injections times 2 were advised. Spinal cord stimulation device has been discussed with the patient. However, the patient do not want any surgical intervention, including surgery. Patient do not want to see any spine surgeon either. She has signed a release. And patient is being released to a light duty job. With a part-time work for 5 hours, 5 days, no lifting over 5 pounds, and 20-minute rest every hour of the work based on the functional analysis. Physical therapy is reduced to once a week, and we request PT evaluation to be provided for the recent one. Patient has received all the medications. The patient actually is not amenable to any of the allopathic treatments, and we will be planning to discharge her from our care, as we cannot do much of anything. She has got maximum rehab potential, and she should be doing physical therapy at home and figure out the rest. Her blood pressure was 117/69, pulse was 66. Physical examination will remain the same as previous visit of 9/22/2025, dictation number 1001-055. Thank you.